Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what up, Slick, man? You know, I got this long weekend. What y'all gonna be doing?
Well, yeah, shout out. I'm about to go into my folk house, man. We about to get this gang space, but I'm about to break these fools.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. You know, I'm about to get down there. I'm gonna come around your side a little bit later, but you know, I gotta see my Savannah.
Right. Holla at your boy. Ooh,
with this music, hoping and praying I make it up out the hood. My cousin Stephanie kids, I got so big now. Remember back when they was just knee high. Uncle Monkey think he king of the grill now. Really riding everything up, now that's a fire. Riding out in this ATL sunshine, got the smoke in the air and I'm feeling right. Headed off to my cousin's house down on the south side, down on the south side.
Yeah, shout it.
Grab some and cash, you know my cash three. Buy some Wild Irish Roll or maybe MD. Keep a pack of cards for some space so I can school fool. Partner, I'm old school.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Mental Note. This is Don Q Citizen subbing or adding to the mix, if you however you look at it, however you want to look at it. Standing in for my girl Purpose Vision. You hope you guys had a wonderful holiday. I guess I can say a Merry Christmas. Also, one of those that celebrate Kwanzaa, it is the second day of Kwanzaa. The Self-Determination Day, Kukajakalia, all right? Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. I learned that when I was a little kid, and the people that taught me, hopefully they taught me the correct pronunciation. But it is the second day of Kwanzaa, so I do want to wish everyone a happy Kwanzaa. Anywho, welcome to Mental Note. Thank you for joining live or on replay, whatever you do. This buzz for you. Anyway, I'm just tripping you guys. On Mental Note here, we like to give you guys news and entertainment news. Just want to offer my condolences and just state my sadness. The world lost an extremely talented individual on Christmas Day, and that is one Eartha Kitt. Eartha Kitt, man, I tell you, she has to be the first cougar of record, the first cougar on record. I remember her in Boomerang chasing after Marcus, played by Eddie Murphy. We lost a very talented stage theater veteran, of course, television veteran. Some of us that are of my generation remember her vividly as the Catwoman on the Batman series, the old Batman series starring Adam West. Eartha Kitt, boy, sister was on in the 60s as a sex symbol. As a sex pot, or whatever you want to call it. But, Eartha Kitt, man, I feel it a little bit of sadness because, again, you know, I know there's a whole generation that's not familiar with her work. She's been in so many stage productions. You know, let me see. I'm going to pull her bio up and just maybe read a little bit of it so you guys can get an idea of I know she's done The Wizard of Oz probably numerous times on Broadway. She has one of the most distinguished singing voices ever that God has ever created. And, of course, who could forget that cat purr from the Batman series? And I wouldn't even begin to try and do that. In fact, it would have been smart of me to have a sound drop of her doing that. How cool would that have been? But your boy Don Q dropped the ball on that one. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. Maybe next time I'll do better. You know, I'm stepping in. Kind of at a last-minute tip, you know, just helping my girl out. She's out of town, enjoying her time with the family, which I don't blame her at all. In fact, you know, you guys, the one thing that I do really enjoy about this time of year is spending time with your loved ones. For those of us that are, you know, transplanted away from your people, you know, it can be tough. You know, it could be tough. You know, I mean, unfortunately, too, there's some tragedies that occur around this time of the year because people get depressed, bummed out, and kind of go nuts, if you will, or go ballistic. So, unfortunately, too, there's a report of a man that dressed up as Santa Claus. And, you know, I don't know the whole story, but I guess he was bitter or angry with his loved ones, and he decided to just go kind of on a rampage. And last time I checked the news reports, he was he had I think there were 9 people dead, including the shooter. Very sad story. But again, like I said, you know, unfortunately, this time of year can bring on these types of emotions because. Again, you know, if you're fortunate enough to have your family with you, if you're fortunate enough to, in this day and age, be employed, you know, this is, I guess, the gift-giving season, whether you participate or not. You know, the reality of is that, you know, it's that time of year. So, again, you know, it can bring out the bad emotions. Let's see, what else is going on in the news? Saw a picture of Mike Tyson on AOL yesterday. They were talking about athletes that have let themselves go. And the brother is, you know, he's got to be pushing 300. He's got to be pushing 300 LBSs. So he goes from, you know, being a world-class athlete to kind of being this, I guess, roly-poly, out-of-shape dude. And what's interesting is I was telling Miss Q Citizen, I said, I told her about, you know, the Mike Tyson photo, and she says, Mike Tyson, she says, isn't he broke? And we got in this conversation about, you know, rich people and, you know, are they really broke? You know, what does it mean for someone to have made over $300 million in their career to, quote unquote, be broke, or to, you know, I guess the, you know, how do you classify that? How do you, you know, because really the reality is people with those, you know, that kind of financial resource, they don't really, they're not broke. They're not broke like me and you or some of us would be. You know, what they do is they shuffle their money around, they hide it, they declare bankruptcy to keep from the creditors from having a right to their property or anything like that. So the argument for me is, you know, they're not really broke. They're not, you know, he may not have, you know, $100 million coming in per year. You know, one time I think Mike Tyson made $100 million just from fights alone in a 12-month span. And, you know, he doesn't have that kind of money coming in, but there's money there. There's money that he's earned. There's money that, you know, any good investment person that was working for Mike Tyson over the years would have done different creative things, not only to protect his assets, but to protect him from himself. There's all kind of, you know, strategies that you can do to hide money. I got a little distracted. I pulled up a photo of somebody while I was talking. And this person doesn't have on any glasses, and I've never seen them without glasses. It's kind of shocking and very much different. I'm gonna send them an email. And obviously, you know, being a guy, I gotta admit it's a female. So that's, you know, they'll stop you in your tracks, man. They'll stop your train of thought and everything. You'll just go from thinking or speaking in one way, and then boom, it's like a train just hits you, and you just lose what you were gonna say. But anyway, back to Mike Tyson and rich folks and athletes. You know, me and Brother Saku, who's a partner in crime of mine, were just talking about, you know, some of the athletes right now that got, you know, that have $100 million contracts are eventually going to be in financial trouble. You know, you hear the stories. Mark Ingram, who's a former New York Giant, I think he was caught up in some type of criminal activity. I can't remember exactly what it was. I know at one point he was passing bad checks, and then I think he, of course, was behind on his child support, and I mean, just all kind of things that was just were going wrong. But again, you know, if it's done right, most rich people should never, and not in America. This country is designed for people that have money. You know, I could go on and on about different creative things, and maybe I'll upload a video talking about or speaking about what to do. What to do when you come into money. You hit that. You know, what is today? Today's Saturday morning. Let's say last night you're the Powerball or Mega Millions winner. You know, what do you do? What's the first thing that you do? What should you do? So I'm gonna do something on that, I guess. I just gave myself an idea, and I will post it to one of my YouTube channels. I got two of them. One of them is www.youtube.com/dsmith3613. The other is same thing, www.youtube.com/dsmith4526. And you can check out any of my videos. I got personal stuff on there, a little bit of creative material, some material of just fooling around, just being silly, which is what I like to do in my spare time. So you guys can check that out. But I think at one of those, maybe both of those sites, I'll upload a video in regards to what to do when you come into it, when it just falls in your lap. You know, there's different things that definitely should be done in order to get the most out of it. So let me think, what else is in the news, guys? I mean, hey, you know, Kanye West. Let me see, can I pull that article up? Kanye West accused of lip syncing on Saturday Night Live. Oh, man, I don't even know where to start with this one, because the one thing that I was thinking when I first saw this report was, big deal. So what? So what? A rapper caught lip syncing. I mean, it's not like, you know, Whitney Houston or Anita Baker, and that's not to belittle Kanye West, but just, you know, rap is, you know, rap, since when does a rapper have to sing or perform live? I mean, there is a certain singing that goes involved with rapping, and I guess he's using auto-tunes now, which is that old synthetic computerized Roger Troutman and Zap sound. So I guess you do have to have a certain level of being able to carry a tune. But I mean, if he did that, if he lip synced all of it on Saturday Night Live, who cares? I mean, he's not a singer. He's not a singer, guys. He's a rapper, and to me, there's a difference. But if you guys don't think that it's a difference, let me know. Email me here on Mental Note. You can email me. I'm going to give you my personal email address. How about that? That's dsmith3613@aol. You also can join my mailing list at my website, which is donqcitizen.com. That site is under construction, but it's functional. It's going to constantly be changing. I got some big plans for that site. You also can email us here at Mental Note on the Blog Talk site. There's so many ways to get at us. But let me know what you think. You know, should a rapper lip sync, or should they always perform live? You know, does everybody want to hear the growl in the rapper's voice? You know, I don't know, guys. I didn't think that was such a big deal. So I don't know. Let's see what else. What else is in the news? I saw somewhere earlier in the week that Paris Hilton lost $2 million worth of jewelry. Now I didn't bother to even look at it. I didn't bother to read it, because I thought to myself, who the hell cares? Here I am struggling in this world, and all they can do is report on the fact that Paris Hilton lost $2 million worth of jewelry. I'm gonna see, can I pull that one up? Because I do want to find out, was it stolen from her? Was it, you know, did she lose it like carrying it in some luggage? And that's the thing, too. I guess when we talk about rich people, there's some things. Oh, home intruders. Some people broke into her house and took the money. Took the jewels. took her jewelry. A burglar hits Paris Hilton homes, takes $2 million in jewelry. All right. Let's see. Can I punch on this and see if there's anything else? This is on zaptoit.com. Let's see here. Blah, blah, blah. 5 a.m. in the morning, somebody broke into her house, got into the house through an unlocked door. Sounds pretty suspicious. Unlocked door. A man was wearing a hooded sweatshirt and gloves, forced entry through the front door. He ransacked her bedroom, took unknown property, and then fled. LAPD said that they do not believe at this time that the incident is connected to the infamous burglaries that have beset the West Hollywood Hills and cost most celebrities hundreds of thousands of dollars in jewelry and other valuables. I need to talk to this man that's doing these robberies, because you should only have to do one or two. If you're gonna get $2 million, you shouldn't have to keep on keeping on. You know, once you get the first person and you get, you know, a couple million, I can tell you what to do. I can tell you what to do, man. Well, you never gotta do it again. Anyway, so Paris Hilton. She gets, and that's funny to me, too, because we all know that she's going to file an insurance claim and probably get her $2 million worth of jewelry, or at least a $2 million check cut straight from her, from State Farm or Allstate or one of the big boys. But unlocked door. Why in the hell would your door be unlocked? I guess celebrities either A, operate under a different set of rules than the rest of us, or B, maybe it was an inside job. Yeah, I'll leave the door open. You go in there and steal $2 million worth of jewelry, or you go in there and steal $1 million worth of jewelry, and I'll say that you took $2 million worth of jewelry, thereby netting a $1 million profit. Ha, that could be the case. But I'm not going to accuse Ms. Hilton of doing anything like that. We'll assume that she's on the up and up. I mean, she's a classy lady, and comes from a very good background. So, all right, guys, I am running out of time. I'm down to 13 minutes, holding down the fort for Purpose Vision, who did not show. She's, like I said, enjoying family time, and maybe she can't call. She could be sleeping. She could be hungover. I don't know if I want to put your business out there, Purpose, but Friday nights can be tough around these times, especially when you like to sippy sip and take a little nippy nip. 13 minutes on mentalnuke.com. Let's see here. She's got some music loaded up. Let's see, can I play a song for a minute for maybe a short break?
Neo, jump off. Let me talk to her. Look, Joey got the top down with my arm around. Used to be the biggest flirt till you calmed me down. You the drug I'm addicted to. It's not just the face on your physical, or cause your waist is invisible. Sized up your finger, might cop the igloo. Put the whole club on pause when I get smooth. You that shit cause I actually dig you. Know I'm that dude cause I actually picked you. Keep you looking fresh, Louie, you never miss you. Birds get so sick anytime they see me with you. By my side cause in you I take pride. Get you the Benz keys, take your girl for a ride. Besides, it's getting past that. Maybe cause baby's strong where I lack at. Now let's fly, let's get these seats reclined. Plant the Neo soul, but never mind. I'm just saying stuff that we both know. Let's go.
She makes the hands on the back of my neck stand up. Just one touch, and I erupt like a volcano and cover up with my love. Baby girl, you make me. Hear you sing,
you make my day go away.
Oh, when we do our thing.
right. That's a little sample from Neo, Jay-Z. And, boy, that sounds like LL Cool J. I'm not up on that song, guys. Purpose is more the music person than I am. I've been stopped listening to the radio. I do MP3, so if you guys send me some song ideas, I download them and just put them in my MP3 player. I can't do the radio, so I'm sure I miss out on a lot of good music. Just want to say, too, you guys, speaking of entertainment, my main man Will Smith, my cousin, if you will, my cousin Will Smith got a movie out called 7 Pounds. I wanted to go see it when it first came out, but, you know, stars didn't line up for me, and I'm probably going to go see it tonight, as a matter of fact. But I do want to throw something out there at you guys. I'm going to have a little contest. You guys that are in Atlanta, that's the first rule. Rule number one, you got to be here in Atlanta because I want to personally give this to you, give this gift to you, if you will. The seventh person that signs up for Mental Note TV's mailing list, and let me see, can I make sure I give you guys the right URL address? I want to send the seventh person to the movies. You can see 7 Pounds, or you can take the passes and go see something else. But I want to send the seventh person in, I guess, in honor of the fact that Will Smithy has a new movie. I want to send somebody to the movie theater. And what you need to do is go to mentalnotetv.com and go to contest. I got to update the contest page. I'll probably do that when we hang up, when we get off the line, that is. And the seventh person, today is December 27th. I just want to make a note of it because I'll see. December 27th, it is 10:21 a.m. The seventh person to register to get on our emailing list at mentalnotetv.com, I will give you 2 movie passes. Here in Atlanta to see whatever you want to see, but I want you to see 7 Pounds, but I can't tell you what to do. You can take the passes and do whatever. So, seventh person that registers, mentalnotetv.com, contact list, go to mentalnotetv.com, click on contest, which is at the top of the page, across the tab spaces, if you will, and just sign up for the email list, the seventh one. Starting from December 27th at 10:21 a.m., we'll get the movie passes. And I'm going to tell you, so that's even if you listen to this a week later and you go on there and sign up, if you're the seventh person, I will give you the movie passes. All right? That is going to do it. That's going to do it for this show. We're going to do this every Saturday at 10 in the morning, and we will get better at it. You know what I'm saying? We'll develop at this because, again, I am sitting in for my home skillet, Purpose Vision, and at some point she will take over the show and take her rightful spot or her rightful seat on the throne, and maybe I'll just be a guest star. I'll be the uninvited house guest, the one you can't get rid of, which I don't mind being, but as of everything else, that'll be all. Holla back at your boy next week, same time.